Greetings, Flag Ranch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. By the grace of God, Flag Ranch was able to successfully host the countywide crusade for Christ last week. It began Sunday and continued through Thursday. On behalf of the church, I want to personally express our thanks for the services of our deacons, Wilbert Evans and Ernest Collins, Brother XL Jordan and James Crowder, and all the ushers who came out to help with the ushering duty for the week. Along with that, I thank every member who attended and helped to receive and welcome those in attendance during the week. On Saturday morning, the Union County Missionary Union was back for their annual Youth Day. Several of our youth participated in the service, and everyone was treated to hot dogs and other treats and drinks after the service. Then, on yesterday, many of you accompanied me to Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church to help them honor their pastor for 40 years of service. We were treated to a delicious meal, and the service was very nice, and several pastors and ministers were there to give their support. I delivered a short message, and thankfully, we were able to leave a nice love offering for Pastor Coble. There is nothing scheduled for this weekend, but the following weekend, the NAACP will be here on Saturday, April 28th, for their Woman of the Year program in the Fellowship Hall, which will start at 5 o'clock p.m. See Deacon Collins if you would like to attend. April is Registration Month, which means all members need to access and update their church profiles. Our member profiles are kept and accessed online now. You can use a computer, tablet, or smartphone to access your profile. If you don't have one of these, it can be done at the church, or you can ask someone to use theirs. I, along with several other members of the membership committee, can assist you. Our annual meeting will be Saturday, May 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. So mark your calendar and note the change in time. As many of you may already know, Deacon Wilbert Evans and Brother Barry Funderburk will be stepping down as Director of Music and Usher President after many years of dedicated and faithful service. If anyone is interested in becoming our next Director of Music or Usher President, let me know as soon as possible. And now a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, The Working Church. The Church of Jesus Christ is the extension of His ministry to do the work He came to do on behalf of His and our Father. The world He came to save is increasingly sinking into the quicksand of idolatry and unbelief, aided in large part by our failure to do the works of Christ we are charged to carry on. I hope to help us see the works we perform demonstrate our faith and salvation. Works are not what save us, but they are evidence of our salvation. It is by and through the working church God intends to spread the message of salvation to the world, and we have the esteemed honor, privilege, and responsibility of bringing God's message to a lost and dying world by and through our works. Sunday's message was an introduction to the meaning and importance of works. I hope you will take the time to listen to the sermon again as we prepare to become the working church. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you Sunday, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.